弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊！虽然天气看起来好像不是那么顺我们的意，但是呢，我们弟兄姐妹都平安的到达。
We thank the Lord that we all came safely, even though the weather is not to our liking.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你，你是那位至高独一的真神。
We thank you because you are the highest only true God.
你创造了宇宙万物。
You have created all things in the universe.
你也创造了我们人。
You have also created us humans.
世界上所有的一切事情，所有的一切东西，你都有主权。
You have sovereignty over all things on this earth.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们感谢你，因为我们可以来到你的施恩宝座前。
We thank you because we can come before your throne.
我们看见原本是一个审判的宝座。
We see this throne is a judgment throne.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
While we were still sinners.
但是主，我们感谢你，你拯救了我们。
But we thank you, you have saved us.
你自己来到这个世界上。
Because you came to this world.
然后升入高天。
And then you have ascended to the sky.
成为至高尊荣的大祭司
Because the glorious great priest.
所以让我们能够来到你施恩的宝座前
So that we may come before your mercy throne.
而且是随时都可以来
And we can come anytime.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
我们为着不在我们当中的弟兄姐妹求你自己保守他们
We ask you to keep those brothers and sisters who are not with us.
他们也能够享受你为他们所预备的安息
So that they may also enjoy the rest you have prepared for them.
我们也纪念到约彼得弟兄。
We also remember our brother Peter.
我们感谢你，你是听祷告的神。
We thank you because you are the God who listens to prayers.
你求你继续伸出你大能的手来触摸他。
May you continue to anoint him with your arm.
来医治他。
And heal him.
主他所想要做的事情。
To do what he wants to do.
也求你成全
May you accomplish that.
成为别人的帮助
so he can be help for others.
成为别人的鼓励
become encouragement for others.
也成为别人的警惕
also be a warning again for others.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
起初神创造天地的时候
At the beginning, when God created the earth and the heaven,
他准备好了一切。
He prepared all things.
所以在创世纪第二章第一节那边，他说天地万物都造齐了。
So in the chapter 2 of Genesis, he said that all things, the universe is all created.
神也造了人。
God has created man.
他要人在神所造的地上生养众多。
So he wants a man to be.Multiply on earth.
然后也遍满地面
so can fill the earth.
他要他们治理全地
for them to control the earth.
他要他们管理海里的鱼
and them to rule over the fish.
他要他们管理空中的鸟
the birds of the sky.
和地上各样行动的活物
and all the creatures on the earth.
后来人却没有听他的话
but man failed to obey his words.
违背了他的命令
They disobeyed his orders.
所以创世纪第三章二十三节，耶和华神便打发他们出伊甸园。
So in third chapter of Genesis, God sent them out of the Garden of Eden.
去耕种他们所自出的，就是说去耕种那个他原来出来的地方。
So went away from where they came from.
于是把他们赶出去了。
So to chase them out.
我们人就成了今天的样子。
That's how we became today's situation.
我不知道你们有没有想过
I don't know, have you ever thought,
亚当跟夏娃本来在园子里面舒舒服服的
Adam and Eve were very comfortable in the garden,
无忧无虑
they have no trouble
他也不需要担心他明天要吃什么
they don't worry what they're going to eat tomorrow,
神已经为他预备好了
God has prepared for them.
他肚子饿了只要去树上摘一个果子来吃就行了
He's hungry, just take a fruit from the tree.
然后神要他管理园子
Then God want him to manage the garden.
然后神随时随刻他都可以见到
And he can see God anytime.
你有没有想到他被赶出伊甸园之后
Have you thought after he was chased out of the garden?
就好像这个门关掉了，后面的门关掉了。
The door is close behind him.
回不去了。
They cannot return.
但是前面呢？
But what's in front of them?
神给他们的咒诅。
God gives them curse.
他要他劳苦一生。
God on them to toil all their life.
到头来却不知道是为什么。
But and they don't even know why.
我们中国人有一句话讲说，为谁辛苦为谁忙啊。
So Chinese say, who we work hard for, who we busy for.
所罗门在他的名作里面。
So King Solomon in his writings.
最有名的一本书就叫做传道书。
The most famous Ecclesiastes.
在第一章我们看一下哈，从传道书。
Let's go to the chapter one.
第一章二到十一节。
From verse 2 to 11.
我不知道你们年轻人读了之后心里面会怎么感觉哈。
I don't know for the young people, how do you feel when you read this?
也许年轻人觉得什么叫做虚空哈。
You may not know what means empty.
但是我们也不知道，现在年轻人哈，这个比我们以前成熟的早多了。
Well, maybe the young people are much more mature than we were.
那么在传道书第一章这边第二节哈，我们一起念哈，我们一起念。
Let's read together.
慢慢念哈。
Let's read slowly.
因为是虚空啊，所以要慢慢念。
So we need to read slowly because it's meaningless.
好，一起来。
Let's read.
传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来。地却永远长存，日头出来，日头落下，极归所出之地，风往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满，江河从何处流，人归还何处？万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事，岂有一件事人能指着说这是新的？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了，已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。我们就念到这里。弟兄姐妹，所罗门，我们真的是没办法体会他在想什么哈。
We can't really appreciate what Solomon was thinking.
但是他说虚空的虚空。
But he said meaningless, meaningless.
人劳碌一辈子，到头来全部都走向同一个方向。
For men who toil all their lives, at the end all go to one direction.
在世界上经历苦难的人，很想找到人生为什么是这样子。
For those people who suffer tribulations, they want to know what is life like.
在世上什么东西都有的，也要找人生的意义。
So for those who have everything on the earth, also want to search the meanings of life.
我想我们都不是很有钱的人。
I think we're not very, all are not very rich.
也许我不应该替你们讲哈。
Maybe I should speak for you.
说不定你们中间有人很有钱。
Maybe some of you are very rich.
所罗门他说他的情形哈。
So Solomon says about his situation.
他说他所吃的、所用的、所享福的，从来没有一个人胜过他。
He said what he has used, what he has.Enjoyed what he has eaten, nobody can be better than him.
我们常常讲说人生百态。
We said there are many, many situations of our lives.
谁能告诉我们人生的意义是什么呢？
Who can tell us is the meaning of our life?
弟兄姐妹，有一个人可以告诉我们。
Brothers, sisters, there's one person who can tell us.
答案就是在主耶稣基督。
So the answer is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们刚才念哥罗西书。
We just read the Colossians.
第一章十三节，他说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
So in chapter 1 verse 13, he saved us from the control of the darkness.
把我们迁到他爱子的国度里面。
So he transferred into the kingdom of his loving son.
然后接下去他说我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
So he says that we have redemption of life and forgiveness of sins.
这是一个转折点。
So this is a turning point.
把我们从黑暗翻到爱子的国度里面。
So moved us from darkness into the kingdom of the Son.
让我们回到光明里面。
So we return to light.
让我们眼睛可以看得见。
So that we may see with our eyes.
让我们知道，就好像诗篇里面讲的，他说我们在你的光中，我们才可以见光。
Just like the Psalm said, we can only see light.When we are in the light.
圣经上也告诉我们说，他说你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
So the Bible tells us your word is the lamp to our path and the light of our foot.
原来被赶到黑暗里面，
We were chased into garden.
因着耶稣基督，我们又被召回来了。
But through Christ we were called back.
他告诉我们，因为爱子，这位爱子就是耶稣。
He said because the Son, this Son is Jesus.
那么在第十五节，他说这个爱子是谁呢？他说这个爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
So in verse 15, he says the Son is the invisible image of God.
他就是神。
He is God.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们认识耶稣了，我们就知道真理。
That's the Bible tells us. If we know Jesus.We know the truth.
我们认识耶稣，我们就有真理。
If we know Jesus, we will have truth.
我们常常听到人家讲说，真理越变越什么？
What do we say? What happens to truth? They become gradually more.
真的是越明吗？
It's more clear.
如果你们跟人家辩过的，你就知道是越来越什么，越来越暗。
Actually, it's become gradually
越来越迷糊。
We get more confused.
但是我们认识了耶稣之后，我们就有真理。
But after we know Jesus, we will have truth.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
真理就是神。
So truth is God.
所以我们认识耶稣，我们就有真理。
So if we know Jesus, we will have truth.
我们认识耶稣，我们就认识神。
We know Jesus, we know God.
约翰福音第一章第九节那边告诉我们说，他说这是约翰做的见证哈，他说那个光是真光。
So this is a testimony of John in chapter 1 that light is true light.
他说照亮一切生在世上的人。
It is shine upon all live on the earth.
然后他又告诉我们说，他在这个世界，
He told us on this, in this world.
他说世界也是借着他造的。
So the world is created through him.
但是世界却不认识他。
But the world does not know him.
十四节，他说道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
So in verse 14, he says the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So full of grace and glory.
认识耶稣，我们就晓得，我们就认识这位看不见的神。
So if we know Jesus, we can know this invisible God.
他是创造宇宙万物的这一位真神。
This is the true God, create the universe and all things.
他也是创造我们每一个人的。
He also created each one of us.
你知道，今天在这个世界上，或者是你自己以前也有这个经历哈。
Maybe you have this experience.
就是人花了许多的时间在研究被造的东西。
Man spent a lot of time understanding, study the creatures.
所以我们看见一个新的东西之后，我们就在那边呜啊，真的是惊喜啊。
So when we see something new, we're very amazed.
甚至很狂喜。
Sometimes we even get crazy.
所以我们就高举科学。
That's why we praise science.
其实我们就是高举我们自己。
Actually, we were praising ourselves.
圣经上让我们看见，知识越多，越是迷失。
So the Bible tells us, the more knowledge we have, the greater will be lost.
因为我们不知道为什么。
Because we don't know why.
特别是在关于人生或者是生命的事情上面。
Especially regarding life.
我们有许许多多的为什么。
We have many, many whys,
却没有答案。
But we don't have answers.
因为我们不认识这位造我们的神。
Because we do not know the God who created.
因为我们不认识这位造物的真神。
We do not know the true God that is the creator.
独一的主宰。
The only Lord, true Lord.
自从亚当跟夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后，
After Adam and Eve chased out of the Garden of Eden，
人从此就迷失了方向。
Man lost their directions。
但是只有耶稣让我们能够认识他。
But through Jesus we get to know him。
接下去我们看哥罗西书第一章十六节到十七节。
Let's look at verse 16 and 17 of the first chapter of Colossians。
他就告诉我们，耶稣有答案。
He'll tell us Jesus has the answer。
耶稣会让你明白为什么。
Jesus will let you understand why。
我们注意看这个经文哈。
Let's read the passage。
它有三个词，第一个就是说万有都是靠他造的。
He says all things are created。
然后他就说一概都是借他造的。
All things are created through him。
最后他又说一切都是为他造的。
And then he says everything are created for him。
传道书里面也告诉我们。
Ecclesiastes also tells us。
就是我们刚才念的。
Just what we just read。
所有的事情都是重复来重复去。
So everything that will repeat itself。
他说已有的事情后必再有。
What we have now will happen later。
从前做过的事情后面还会再做。
The things you did before, you're going to do it later。
他说日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun。
我们中间有人年纪比我大哈。
There's some of you maybe older than I am。
而且我们到了一个年龄，我们真的是已经认清楚这件事情了。
Maybe we came to a certain age, we can truly understand this.
我们在年轻的时候，很多事情我们有一股志气，有一股血，这个是叫做热血啊，想要改变我们自己。
So when we were younger, we are full of fresh that we want to change ourselves.
但是改来改去都一样。
But after we tried, it remained the same.
日光之下没有新事。
There's nothing new。
我觉得这就是人啊，开始想要找刺激。
Sometimes the people want to get excited。
人啊，想要吃一些奇奇怪怪的东西。
They want to eat some strange things。
你们有没有这个经验呢？
Do you have such experiences？
然后人呢，想要看一些奇奇怪怪的东西。
They want to look at some strange things。
就是新奇的事情。
So the new things。
人也希望做一些奇奇怪怪的事情。
Men also want to do some crazy things。
这有点像我们中国人讲的，吃饱饭没什么事，没事干，对不对？
就像 the Chinese says, after you eat, you don't have anything to do。
所以我们叫做无聊。
So we're bored。
你在美国看电视，你会发现一件事情。
So you discover something when you watch TV。
如果你年纪够大的话。
If you're old enough。
你从50年代的电视开始看到现在。
If you watch the TV from the 1950s until now。
你会发现电视还是越拍。你会发现电视越拍越糟。
You realize that the movies are the TV getting worse and worse。
因为以前的不够刺激了。
Because the old ones are no longer exciting。
为什么？
Why？
我们人就是要在想，就是想要知道我为什么要存在。
So we want to know why do we exist？
我们基督徒有的时候听到人家会问，为什么神要创造这个世界？
The Christians we may ask, the people ask, why does God want to create this world？
为什么神要创造人？
Why does God want to create man？
所以这就是我们在19世纪、20世纪初年所看到的所谓的存在主义哈。
So this is what they call the existentialism of the 19th and 20th century。
人要找到他自己存在的意义是什么？
So man wants to find the meanings of their existence。
所以有很多人对神就很失望。
So many people are disappointed with God。
我自己在读尼采他的生平哈。
So I read the stories of Nietzsche。
我后来才发现原来他本来是要去念神学的。
Actually, he wanted to be a theologian。
但是他后来经历了一个非常非常大的罪。
And he's expressed significant。
就在他念神学之前。
Before he went to study theology。
我自己是觉得说他是犯了奸淫的罪。
I thought he committed adultery。
但是他没有办法体会到神赦免他的罪。
But he cannot experience God's forgiveness。
所以他宣告神死掉了。
So he proclaimed that God is dead。
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters。
我们人都是在追寻这些事情。
We're all searching for the same。
但是圣经上告诉我们说，人生的意义是什么？
But the Bible tells us。
他说，所有的一切都是为了耶稣。
says everything is for Jesus.
因为他,
Because of him, they are all the creatures.
15节在那边告诉我们说他是首生的。
So the verse 15 is he's the firstborn.
所以我们听刚才英文的翻译, 我们就觉得说他好像是被造的。
So sometimes we think he might be created.
其实这个不是一个名词, 不是他是一个, 不是说他是一个 firstborn, 不是说他是一个头生的。
This does not mean he was born first.
这是一个形容词。
It's not a noun but an adjective.
换句话讲, 他是一个原版。
So he's the original one.
后来都是照着他而造出来的。
All the other ones are copies of him.
翻译的非常好哈, copy.
So they're all copies.
他有什么样子, 后来的人就有什么样子。
What he was like, the others will have it.
这个字的意思不是重点说他是从哪里来的, 不是这个意思。
This does not mean where does he come from.
这个字的重点是告诉我们, 我们后来的人跟他的样子是一样。
It emphasizes the ones who come after him are like him.
那些被造的人是照着他的样子造的。
So all the creators were created in his image.
一切都是借着他造的。
All things created through him.
所有都是为了他。
Everything is for him.
这就是我们的答案。
This is our answer.
那我们现在看18节到20节。
So let's now read 18 and 20.
我们看18节到20节, 在这里, 它有一点类似像15节跟16节。
So 18 and 20, they're similar to 15
and 16. 15节那边他说, 爱子是那不能看见之神的像是首生的在一切被造的以先, 然后16节就告诉我们说, 因为他是怎么样。
So in the verse 15 says the image, the God is a, the Son is image of a God, and 16 says for this because that.
他就解释耶稣和所有被造之物之间的关系。
So they explain the relationship between Jesus and all the creatures.
现在我们跳到第18节。
Now we go to verse 18.
18节他就说, 他是教会全体之首。
He is the head of the.
他又是原始的。
He is the beginning.
他是从死里首先复生的。
He is the first rise from death.
他说使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So he can be in first among all things.
这里他告诉我们同样的事情。
He tells us the same things here.
他也有讲到说他是首生的。
He's the firstborn.
希腊文同样的一个字。
Same word.
所以他不是说他是被造的。
Did not say he's a creator.
他是告诉我们后面的人, 我们这些信他的人, 跟他一样。
He tells us all those who believe in him are just like him.
这是一个新的关系。
That's a new relationship.
所以记得哥林多后书第5章17节, 他说若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人。
That's why in the first Corinthians it says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
旧事已过都变成新的了。
All past and all things become new.
弟兄姐妹, 这就是神的救恩。
This is God's salvation.
是一个新的群体。
It's a new group.
基督是头。
Jesus is the head.
这个头的意思并不是说他会供应我们, 这个头的意思是说他有权柄在我们的身上。
So he's the head doesn't mean he supplies for us, but he has power over us.
他有, authority.
He has authority over us.
他是一个, 他有, 我们讲说全权啊, 就是 sovereignty.
So that's he has sovereignty over us.
所以为什么教会要顺服基督?
That's why the church needs to be obedient to Jesus.
教会没有任何其他的理由的。
The churches have no other reason.
教会是他新造的。
The church is his creation.
要顺服, 要完全的顺服他。
He needs to be completely obedient.
因为他有主权。
Because he has sovereignty.
因为他有 权柄在我们身上。
Authority over us.
你知道主耶稣不像亚当夏娃。
You know, Jesus is not the same as Adam or Eve.
当神造亚当夏娃的时候, 他没有造其他的人。
When God created Adam and Eve, he did not create them.
他也没有, 我们人常常在讲啊, 说什么, 如果亚当, 如果神造亚当像一个机器人一样。
So sometimes we say, maybe God created Adam just like a robot.
那么他就会听话了。
Then he will be obedient.
这是人的想法。
That's man's thinking.
神没有这样子做。
God did not do that.
神造了亚当，神没有说，神没有造一个亚当啊，就是像真的是像一个机器人一样，神讲一他就一，神讲二加他就二，他没有这样子做。
God did not create Adam as a robot.
他造了一个亚当是一个自由人。
So he created him as a free man.
亚当被试探。
So Adam was tested, tempted.
你知道，如果神真的是造亚当像一个机器人一样的话
，If God really created Adam as a robot,
那我们真的有话可以跟神辩论。
Then we truly can debate with God.
我们真的是可以跟他辩论。
We can truly do that.
但神没有做这样子的事情。
But God did not do that.
神造了一个亚当，他是一个自由人。
So God created Adam as a free man.
但是他犯了罪。
That's he sinned.
后面的人都跟他一样。
So all the things come after him is just like him.
这也是我们常常不满意的。
This is often we're not happy.
我们常常问神说，哦，亚当犯了罪，我为什么要承受他的？
So we often ask, if it's Adam sinned, why do we have to suffer?
我们现在要来看耶稣。
Let's look at Jesus.
耶稣是第二个亚当。
He's the second Adam.
耶稣他也被试探。
Jesus was also tempted.
但是他顺服神。
But he was obedient to God.
所以信他的人，
so whoever believes in him,
每一个人都跟他一样，
everyone will be just like him.
每一个人都有一个得胜的生命在他里头，
so everyone always have victorious life in him.
从此以后神就赐给我们一个新的灵在我们里面，
so from now on God gave us a new spirit,
叫我们顺服神，
so that we be obedient to God.
这个不是 robot，
so this is not a robot.
这是恩典，
This is grace.
这是罗马书里面告诉我们的。
What tells us in Romans.
所以我们不必要经过像主耶稣那样子的受试探，
so we do not have to be tempted like Jesus.
或者像亚当那样子的被试探，
or tempted like Adam.
然后证明我们有什么，
to prove what we have.
不是的，
This is not true.
乃是因为主耶稣为我们做了这件事情，
Because our Lord Jesus has done for us.
所以我们信他的人，我们就能够跟他一样，
So whoever believes him just can.
我们能够跟他一样从死里复活。
We can be raised from death.
因为圣经上告诉我们说他是 the firstborn of the resurrection.
Because he was the 复活的首生的。
他不是被造的。
It's not created.
使我们后面的人，我们就知道我们会跟他一样。
So that the who.Of the us who come afterwards can be like him.
所以神为什么要求教会要顺服基督？
That's why God asked the church to be obedient to Christ.
因为他变成了我们的头。
Because he is our head.
你知道我自己常常在想，一个人如果说他是信主的，
I often think if somebody claims he's a believer,
他却不顺服基督，
but he does not obey, is not obedient to Jesus.
你知道这是一件很奇怪的事情。
So that's a strange thing.
我不晓得你们会不会觉得奇怪。
I don't know if you think that's strange.
就好像一个人啊，就好像一个人有一天他的脚对他讲说 ，Forget it.
Just like one day, if his feet tells him, forget it.
我不再听你的了。
I'm no longer listening to you.
你走你的，我走我的。
So you went your way, I walk my way.
弟兄姐妹，你们觉得奇怪不奇怪？
Do you think that's strange?
很奇怪啊。
It's very strange.
我们常常说他是有病的。
We'll say he's ill, sick.
如果一个人说他自己是重生得救的，
If somebody say he is born again,
你知道真的是一点道理都没有的。
This is no reason.
不顺服主耶稣。
Not to be obedient to Jesus.
你知道给教会带来许许多多的怪现象，
brings different strange things to the church.
做一些奇奇怪怪的事情。
So do different strange things.
今天的教会啊，受了所谓的扩展教会啊，这个口号的影响。
So the today's church are influenced by the idea you want to expand the church.
所以教会相信调查报告 survey.
So the church would do surveys.
我们就是看人喜欢看什么。
So we want to know what people likes to read.
人喜欢听什么？
What people likes to hear.
人喜欢做什么？
What people likes to do.
我们就用这个方法来吸引他们到教会里面。
So we use this to attract them to church.
你知道我们这样子做？
You know, if we do such things.
我们忘记了，吸引人的是基督耶稣。
We forgot that the ones who attract people.
主耶稣说，他说若不是他吸引人，没有人能够到神的面前来。
所以 Jesus said, if not because he attracted people, nobody can come to the Father.
人的方法可以使人为着教会来。
People can use their method for the church.
却不是为了基督。
But not for Christ, but for the church.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，他又告诉我们，他说什么原因呢？他说因为父把一切的丰盛都放在他里面。
Because Father has made all things abundantly fully indwelling in Christ.
我们教会是属于他的，对不对？
So our church belongs to him.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
你也是他的肢体。
You are one of his limbs.
所以我们也有这个丰盛的产业。
So we also have this abundant inheritance.
我们看一下以弗所书第一章十七节到十九节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter one.
刚才我们的主席在祷告的时候，他就提到这件事情。
Our presider mentioned this in his prayer.
十七节哈。
Verse 17.
我们一起来念好不好？十七节到十九节。好，我们一起来。
Let's read.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。好，再念十九节哈。并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。弟兄姐妹，哎，这个满弟兄，你还记得你刚才祷告哈？
You have remember your prayer, brother man.
感谢神啊！
We thank God.
教会如果真正的完全顺服基督，
If the church completely obedient to God,
你知道我们会有很多很多吸引人的地方。
We will have many things we can attract.
我们会有很多很多吸引人的东西。
We have many things that would attract.
我们不需要这些世界上的方法。
We do not need the worldly methods.
看到没有？刚才以弗所书第一章那边告诉我们，保罗的祷告，他就是要圣徒知道神在基督里面为我们所预备的产业是何等的丰富。
So Paul wants us to know what God has prepared for us, the inheritance, how great that is in Christ.
他向我们人所显的能力是何等浩大。
It's the power of Christ is so incomparable.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有经历过这个？
So brother, sister, have you experienced that?
你的眼睛有没有被打开？
Has your eyes been opened?
还是我们真的是像个乞丐一样？
Are we still like the beggars?
我们再看二十一到二十二节。
Let's go to verse 21 and 22.
他在这里告诉我们，是他使你的生命改变。
Here it says he can change your life.
我自己常常在想，有时候我们。听到人家喜欢说，哎呀，你要告诉我们怎么应用哈。
So we teach you how to apply.
这里就是告诉我们怎么应用在我们的生活里面。
So here is how we apply that in.
他说你们从前是与神隔绝的。
So once we were alienated from God.
因着恶行，心里与他为敌。
So because of bad nature, we are enemies with God.
现在不同了。
Now we are different.
这就是应用在我们的身上。
This is how to apply to our life.
这个地方他就告诉我们说，借着基督肉身受死，
through the bodily death of Jesus,
叫你们与自己，这个自己哈，就是父神和好，
so that we may be reconciled with the Father,
都成了圣洁，
become holy,
没有瑕疵，
blameless,
无可责备，
free of accusation.
把你们引到自己的面前，就是引到父神的面前。弟兄姐妹，在你不信的时候，
so perhaps before you were a believer.
你的心里是与神隔绝的。
So your life, your heart is alienated from God.
是与他为敌的。
Your enemies with God.
几个方面，第一个就是你的思想方面。
The first place is your thoughts.
就是你的想法跟观念，就是 thought 啊。第二个就是你的性格。
That your character.
第三个就是你的态度。
The third is your attitude.
都不是照着神来的。
They are not according to God.
在行为，所以你的行为举止上面所表现出来都是与神为敌。
So your behavior it shows that your enemy is with God.
但是因着神的恩典。
But because of God's grace.
因着神的拣选。
God's calling.
和他的拯救。
And His salvation.
在基督里面使我们得了救赎。
So that we can be redeemed in Christ.
使我们的罪过得以赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
因为主耶稣在肉身的死
Because, Christ is a bodily death,
然后他从死里复活
and he resurrect from death,
就可以把我们带到神的面前
and bring us to God.
就好像在旧约里面呢，当他们到神的面前去献祭的时候
Just like in the Old Testament, they come to God for sacrifice.
他们所献的祭是神使他们那个祭成为圣洁
Through their sacrifice, God can make them
没有瑕疵
blameless,
是神喜欢的
is what pleasing to God.
所以罗马书告诉我们说要把我们自己当活祭献给神
so the Romans tells us we need to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的
this is what God pleases.
接着他讲无可责备
so have no accusation.
弟兄姐妹这就是我们神在我们透过主耶稣为我们所成就的事情
This is what God has done for us through Jesus Christ.
看到这里你应该有什么反应
So what is your response to this?
或者是说神要我们有什么反应
Or what God wants, how God wants us to respond?
我觉得很有意思的一件事情
That's a very interesting thing.
我们人常常啊我们人常常不是有时候你看到一个杯子哈一半满或者是怎么讲那个杯子只有半杯水啊有的人看的是一半满有的人看的是什么另外一半就是半个是空的啊
So just like you somebody look at a glass of water you can call it either half full or half empty
你知道当我们人呢、啊面临到这个地步的时候
so when we face such situation,
我们常常会看见自己就好像那个杯子是空了一半
so sometimes we look at ourselves as if the glass is half empty
我们常常问的一个问题就是说我怎么会继续的软弱、啊、
we ask questions how can we continue to be
weak 我怎么会继续的犯罪
how can I continue to sin
甚至有人说哇因此神不爱我
Some even say, God doesn't love me.
因为我已经向他祷告了，求他赦免我的罪，求他改变我，但是 nothing happened.
Because I've prayed, asked him to change me, and asked him to forgive my sins, but nothing happened.
所以我们就会怨神说，好像神啊，你没有做完全嘛。
Sometimes we complain to God, says God did not do work completely.
其实看到这里，圣经上要求我们有一个回应。
So here, the Bible asks us for a response.
我们的回应应该是说，那我应该怎么样活在这个世界上
？So our response is, how should we live in this world?
这就是使徒保罗的话。
This is Paul's word.
他在23节里面告诉我们。
In verse 23.
他告诉我们说，要在所信的道上面恒心。
So you have to be established in the truth that you believe.
恒心的相信。
You are perseverance in your faith.
把根基打好。
And establish a good foundation.
那么这个是指的在读经认识神的事情上面。
This is regarding in our devotion, in our reading, knowing God.
然后他最后告诉我们说，坚定不移。
Then he tells us to be established and firm.
不被这些异风其所摇动，飘来飘去。
So not to be moved from the hopes that.Out of this gospel.
只相信神和他所说的话
Only believe in God and what he said.
另外一方面就是在我们的品性上面
The other is in our character.
保罗在以弗所书第四章第一节那边告诉我们说要与蒙召的恩相称
So Paul tells us our character ought to be deserving the calling grace.
接下去他就告诉我们要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
So we ought to be humble, we ought to persevere, we ought to have tolerance.
我们要互相的宽容。
We ought to be tolerant each other.
但是到了以弗所书第四章二十二节那边的时候，他就告诉我们说，要除去你们照着那从前那种生活方式的人，那个生活。
So you have to eliminate what the old ways of your life.
哥罗西书第三章第五节那边，他也告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 he tells us.
所以我们前面看到这些东西之后，他就告诉我们说，你们要致死你们在地上的肢体。
So here says that you have to put your worldly body to death.
什么叫做地上的肢体呢？
What is your earthly body?
他说就好像淫乱，
like fornication.
就好像污秽，
like filthiness.
就好像邪情，
or the evil spirit.
就好像恶欲，
like bad desires.
就好像贪婪，
is the greed.
这些事情都是我们从前不认识神的时候这样行过。
So this is what we did before we knew God.
现在我们要把它除掉。
Now we have to eliminate this.
你知道这些东西都挡住了神的生命在我们里头。
So these things preventing the God's life in us.
神给了我们在我们里面有一个从圣灵来的新的生命。
God gave us a new life that comes from the Spirit.
你知道我们过去的这些东西就挡住了这个新的生命。
So our past behavior, the character, prevented this new life.
所以人家看不见我。
So people cannot see it.
看不见那个新的生命。
Cannot see our new life.
看不见圣灵所结的果子。
Cannot see the spirit fruit.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的回应就是要把这些恶的东西，这些身体上的恶行。一个一个一个把它除掉。
So our response is to eliminate one by one all this evil, bad behavior.
你把这些东西除掉之后，新的生命就会表现出来。
Once you eliminate this, your new life shall show itself.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒常常挣扎的就是这些事情。
That's the thing that we Christians often struggle with.
现在马上就要到年底了。
It's coming to an end of the year.
你有没有想过？
Have you thought?
我常常在这里问你们哈，一年前跟现在，你是不是一样？
So I ask you often, are you the same today versus a year ago?
人家在后面讲你一句坏话，你就气得要死。
If somebody says something bad about you, you get very mad.
你看到人家有什么好处的时候，你就很嫉妒。
You see people have good things, you're jealous.
然后你说我信了主十几年了，怎么还是这个样子？
You say I've been a believer for more than 10 years, how come it's the same?
因为你从来没有想要把它除掉。
Because you have never thought to eliminate it.
我鼓励你们。
So I encourage you.
回去思考一下你的情形。
So.When you go back and meditate and think about your situation,
想到什么样的事情在你身上一直一直的在那边掌管。
So what things are continue controlling you?
把它除掉。
Get rid of it.
弟兄姐妹，不是那么容易的事情。
It's not easy, brothers and sisters.
你需要有伴，你需要有同伴。
You need to have a company.
你需要有一个人，他，你跟他负责这件事情。
You need to be responsible to someone.
不容易的。
It's not easy.
我们必须要做的。
But we need to do it.
如果你不做
，If you don't do it,
他一直在那里。
He will still be there, always be there.
你跟神祷告，你说神啊，求你除掉我这个。
God, please get rid of this.
搞了半天怎么还在？
How come it's still there after all this work?
不是说我们去做些什么事情表现出来我有在属灵里面的爱心。
It's not what they do something to show we have love in spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，全部都是圣灵所结的果子。
So all those things are the fruit of spirit.
但是我们因为过去的身体上的恶行，
but through our bad behavior of the past,
我们拦阻了这些事情流露出来。
So we prevented those fruits to be surfacing.
弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
基督是中心。
So Christ is the center.
基督是神的像。
Christ is the image of God.
基督让我们明白我们为什么存在。
Christ let us understand why do we exist.
基督也让教会明白我们为什么要存在。
Christ also want the church to know why do we exist.
他是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
他也带来了新的开始。
He also brought a new beginning.
我们怎么应用？
How do we apply?
基督改变了你的生命。
Christ changed your life.
如果你的生命还没有被他改变，
If your life has not been changed by him,
你要到他的面前，
Come before him.
求他改变你的生命，
Ask him to change your life.
基督也要求你回应他所做的事情。
Christ also asks you to respond to what he has done for you.
我不要你们立下一个心愿啊。
I'm not wanting you to make a decision.
但是我真的是鼓励你们。
But I do encourage you.
我们在我们人生当中，
in our lifetime,
在我们的个性上面，
in our character,
在我们的这个品德上面，
in our personality,
有一个事情，
There's one thing.
真的是常常把基督的恩典，把基督的这个属灵的生命那个果子把它藏起来了。
Often hide the fruits of the Spirit and grace of Christ.
跟神说，神啊，我要把它除掉。
Now you tell God, God, I want to get rid of that.
这个是一直要做的事情。
This is what I always wanted to do.
我到现在还在做一件事情。
I'm still doing the same thing.
信主了这么多年。
After all many years being a believer.
做牧师14年。
Been a pastor for 14 years.
还在 struggle.
Still struggle.
但是在这个过程当中，
But through this process,
你能够经历到神的恩典，
I can experience God's grace.
你能够看见我们的罪真的是何等的深啊，
You can really see how deep our sins are.
你才会真正的感谢神，
You can truly thank God.
你才会真正的感谢神他在十字架上为你所成就的事情。
You can truly And thank God for what He has done for you on the cross.
真的到一个地步，要从天上劳动神叫他下来。
To the point that you trouble God to come from heaven.
你这样子做，
If you do that,
你真的是会发现，生命是很有意义的。
You will discover life is full of meaning.
弟兄姐妹，你要怎么回应？
So brother says, how do you want to respond?
新的一年就要来。
A new year is coming.
让我们一起为这件事情祷告。
Let us pray for this thing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
你真的是这么样的爱我们。
You love us so much.
你爱我们每一个人。
You love each one of us.
我们很多时候我们也不明白你为我们做了什么事情。
Oftentimes we do not understand what you have done for us.
我们有的时候赞美你，
Sometimes we praise you.
我们好像口里面说的跟我们心里面想的不一样。
As if what we said in our mouths are not the same as what we thought.
主，我们来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, we come before you.
我们真的是好像从深渊里面向你哀求。
As if we are crying out for you from deep down the bottom of the pit.
为了我们的罪。
For our sins.
我们来到你的面前。
We come before you.
求你让我们真的是帮助我们能够除掉我们里面的罪行。
Please help us get rid of our sins if that's in us.
为 MMCC 的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Praise for this church, MMCC.
在新的一年里面，
In the new year,
我们真的是看见了你为我们所成就的事情。
we can see what you have accomplished for us.
所以我们要致死我们身上的一个恶行。
That's why we want to eliminate this bad behavior in us.
你让我们同心的来做这些事情。
Let us do this in unison.
让我们彼此的勉励。Let
us encourage each other.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们期盼你自己的 属灵的果子能够在这个地方结出来。
We deep seeking the spiritual fruit will grow in this church.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.